This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate approved a stopgap funding bill Thursday in a rare show of cross-party unity to avert a crippling government shutdown for another 2 months. The vote to fund federal agencies through December 3rd passed comfortably with opposition Republicans supporting the Democrats and is expected to be greenlit by the House of Representatives before the midnight deadline. In addition, the measure will provide funding to help process and resettle Afghan refugees and finally deliver on critical disaster aid for Americans battered by the storms and wildfires this summer. The rare example of cross-party cooperation comes with Democratic leaders still trying to hammer out a deal over President Biden's faltering $3.5 trillion social spending package with no Republican support and a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Qatar's top diplomat Thursday labeled a recent string of rights abuses in Afghanistan disappointing and called on the Taliban leadership to look to Doha for how to run an Islamic system. The Taliban publicly hung 4 alleged kidnappers from cranes last week, and older girls are still unable to resume their studies after weeks. Doha has become a key broker in Afghanistan following last month's withdrawal of U.S. forces, helping to evacuate thousands of foreigners and Afghans, engaging the new Taliban rulers, and supporting operations at Kabul Airport. Afghanistan's health system is on the verge of collapse, a top Red Cross official warned Thursday, saying more than 2,000 health facilities had been shuttered across the conflict-ravaged country. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies warned a dire lack of funding was pushing Afghanistan's health system to the brink. From Washington,